Wouldn't mind waking up next to that in the morning. Right, ready? Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. And, well, what a day. What a day. We actually managed to get through the whole programme with no internet, hardly any texts and no emails at all, because the internet was down. And so hopefully we shall have this podcast up for you up on the system a little bit later on, which will be rather nice, won't it? And of course, today's Thursday. Weather, so-so. Maybe some showers later on, but predominantly it should be a nice day. And then we've got another bank holiday coming up around the corner. When is it coming up? May the 5th. OK, we're not that far away, are we? Not that far away from May the 5th. This coming weekend, and we'll have clips on the programme tomorrow of our In Conversation for this week. It's Ruthie Henschel and Paul Young. Ruthie Henschel and Paul Young. Ruthie's just going into Billy Elliot, which is really good. And we always have a good chat. And Paul Young, who's in supporting a teenage cancer trust charity to raise some money. But with your help, they're making cakes. Making cakes. So if you can bake, and apparently he bakes, and we'll tell you all about it on the programme this weekend. We'll have a couple of clips on the show tomorrow morning of Paul Young and Ruthie Henschel. The other person who came in yesterday to do a pre-rec for the programme, because she's got a new book out, which is called, I think, A Seaside Affair, is Fern, and she was then going off to do Loose Women. So I said, are you wearing this outfit for Loose Women? And she said, yes. So, in fact, she was wearing this lime green with this nice little leather bomber jacket thing. Do you know, I keep meaning to go and buy myself a leather jacket. All right. Oh, dear. All right. You've gone down the wrong way? Oh, pop it. Well, look after yourself more. He's like, just come back from Ireland, seeing his mammy, who still doesn't know he drinks. But anyway, that's another story. And so I need to go and get myself a little leather jacket. But every time I go and look for a leather jacket, I can't find one I like. And I've tried various ones. The best one I ever had was years ago. It was a Boss jacket. It was so soft, you could scrumple the whole jacket into one hand. The leather was so good. And it cost an arm and a leg. And she had a little leather jacket on yesterday. I don't think it would suit me, but she was nice. So she toddled off to Loose Women, where she showed them her legs, because she did the dancing programme. And, of course, she's currently got a programme as well on the television, looking at allotments. As well as the writing, she's a very busy girl, and she's in a very good place, and she's very happy. She's not moaned about the fact that some people, you know, moan on television. They get to a certain age, they say people drop you. She said, if you've done a programme for a long time, then sometimes it's nice for other people to have a go at it. So, Fern, we like a lot. Family ties, Hollywood cousins, Hollyoaks cousins. This is Yorgi Porter. To be honest with you, and if you showed me a picture of her, I would have no idea who she was. Just another emaciated, thin waif who doesn't look as though she eats anything. And she's stripping down to skimpy bikinis for the Dubai beach holiday. Everybody goes there. Luckily, they took a photographer with them. And so she's doing this. I can do that. I can do that as well. I mean, it's people sort of jumping about all over the place, but with a photographer who's obviously standing in the water to get the picture. They make it look as though it's so casual, so they both stand there pointing into nowhere. The photographer always said, can you try and look animated? And she went, I'm terribly sorry, we're in Hollyoaks, we don't do animation, we don't even do acting. And so they're on holiday in Dubai, because I don't even know if they're in the programme at the moment, but they were staying at Le Royal Meridian Hotel. It's not one of the best-known hotels over there, is it, really? They need to stay at Burj Al Arab. And what was the other one? Atlantis, you know. The one they're obviously staying in obviously wasn't as expensive, and so perhaps they haven't got much money. Porty's stayed in some very nice ones over there. And Katie Price and her boyfriend are on holiday in Cape Verde. I don't even know where it is. It's never interested me, but again, it's all about Katie Price having a picture taken of herself on a thing with the boyfriend who doesn't appear to have a job. Are we just plastering and stripping, apparently? And he's sort of over there at the moment. But again, it's just pictures about her. And they've taken... Oh, that's sweet. They've taken the children. Junior and Princess. Junior and Princess getting used to another father. I want to say it's like a collection of them, isn't it, really? So this is Peter Andre, their daddy. And this is Kieran, who's not their daddy, but on holiday with him. It's just exploitation. And yet she always said, I don't want to exploit the children. Here she is with pictures of them again. What's going on, Katie? Make up your mind, love. Make up your mind. Most people I've spoken to, and it might not be you, are a bit bored with Kate and William. We know they're on holiday in Australia. We know it's obviously what they call a royal tour. I mean, if I was Australian, I'd want to see the Queen and Prince Philip. I wouldn't want to see Kate and William, but I suppose there's an army of fans for them out there. And then they're going on to Canada, I believe. I mean, do they do a job? Does she doesn't do a job, does she? She doesn't have a... Well, she's a shop girl or something like that. She's what?
Ambassador.
Ambassador. Oh, right, that's a job now, is it? Ambassador. It's lovely. And then, of course, all the papers were running with pictures of Camilla Parker Bowles and her brother, Mark Shand, who has died. He fell and hit his head as he was lighting a cigarette. There must have been some falling and hitting your head. Although, strangely, I was talking to Paul Young about this the other day, and we talked about, as you get a bit older, because you know he did the Splash programme, where you have to sort of dive off the top board. I said, to be honest with you, I felt physically ill watching it. I couldn't do anything like that. I really can't. I mean, I can't stand on a chair now. If somebody says to me, can you stand on this chair, I'd be hard pushed to do it. I seriously would. It's not that I'm frightened of falling. Well, I am frightened of falling off as well. But I've fallen over before, and the older you get, when you fall over, it blooming well hurts. It hurts. You've got to be very careful. And he said exactly the same. He said, when I dived off the top board, he said, it's like, you know, you think, oh, your life flashes in front of you. He said, and my body still aches. Poor soul, honestly. I'd forgotten that Holly Willoughby is pregnant. And she was sort of pictured outside Celebrity Juice because they put her on Celebrity Juice because her husband Dan is the producer of it. And so that's why she gets on the programme. And also Fern Cotton, who they've obviously tried to sort of glamour. That looks a very similar jacket to the one that Fern Britton was wearing. Isn't that unusual? Perhaps it's the latest thing. But they've obviously tried to glamour up because before, poor old Fern was just a bit butch. Sounds like a navvy. Never looked feminine enough. So obviously now they've said, can you wear makeup when you go out on the street? We don't want people to think you're a boy or something like that. So she goes out there and I've heard a radio programme. Not my sort of thing at all, but there you go. That's just me. I do speech radio. Oh, good Lord, here she... My God, she's tanked up a bit, isn't she? This is Lauren Goodger. Dear God, what are you wearing, love? You're huge. Oh, she turned up at the Superdrug party. Oh, low rent, as usual. And they say she's embracing a new look. The new look is fat. I mean, I've never seen such an unattractive outfit. Leather trousers that don't fit. If you're fat, Lauren, I only offer this as advice, love. If you're fat and desperately unattractive, don't wear leather trousers. You look awful. It's a really, really bad look. There's no glamour there at all. She's apparently not blessed with height. So she's obviously very short. She looks a bit butch. The only thing she's actually got, they say she's wearing tight joggers. If you're fat, you can't wear stuff like that. And she's done something to her face. I don't know what she's done. And she's, I don't know. She's apparently in the recording studio. Oh, darling, please don't waste it. It's embarrassing. Please, honestly, don't. I mean, I beg of you. I begged, you know, all these other people as well. Don't go into the recording studio. But, you know, if you insist on doing it, you're just going to make yourself look silly. I know you don't have anything else to do at the moment apart from the fake tan stuff, and that's about it. Who's this a picture of? Goldie Hawn. Exercising. How old do you think Goldie Hawn is? Well, you know, don't you? 68. She's not from your generation, though, is she, really? You wouldn't remember from... Do you remember from anything? Rowan and Martin's Laughing? She was she was always laughing in the programme. Do you remember from that, do you?
Good Wives Club.
Oh, right, yes. That's yes. And what was the other one where heads came off or something? Was that one where their skin peels? They have a husband and he gives them this elixir and it turns back the years and they're sort of 70. And in fact, really, they're 40. And then their skin starts peeling because they can't get hold of that elixir. That was very good as well. I think she's great. But she's married to this bloke, this actor. I can't remember. I can't remember what his name is now. But I've seen him in quite a number of things. Quite a number of things. He's sort of aged a little bit now. She looks, do you know, for 68, she looks blooming amazing. That's not a bad... The pressure in Hollywood must be absolutely awful. They've got the Housewives of Beverly Hills on at the moment. Or Florida, Beverly Hills, wherever it is. One of them's got a mother on there. This mother looks like she's had so much cosmetic surgery. She looks like Sylvester Stallone's mother, Jackie Sloane. And she looks god rough. But this woman in this program, she has to be like that. She really looks odd. She's got somebody else's face, I'm convinced. Victoria Beckham showing off her holiday tan as she jets out with the family. They spend all their time at airports, don't they, the family? Victoria Beckham with her sons, and they've all got their little backpacks. I wonder if they realise just how famous they are. I suppose they do, really. But that's all they do now. They just turn up at the airport, get on a flight, and then head for somewhere else. And Victoria, stick thin, with jeans and somebody else's hair she's wearing, which is quite sweet. And, of course, the ubiquitous dark glasses. They did go to the Grand... God, she's thin, isn't she? They did go to the Grand Canyon a short while ago. But I don't think in America they know who she is. I know she lives over in America, but I don't think she's as well known there as she is over here. David Beckham taking a selfie, relaxing by a pool in Macau. He went over there. He was paid to kick a football or do something by somebody, because he is sort of like, oh, that jacket doesn't fit well, does it? It's not a good look. Not a very good look at all. But he's Davy Boy Beckham, the model. Kylie Minogue and Will.i.am are going to make their debut appearance on The Voice Australia. Oh, God, as they've sold it around the world. Bad enough. Did you ever watch The Voice? Did you ever seen it? So-so? You bothered by it? Not really, no. I've only ever watched a couple of them. I'm just amazed. Is that Kylie Minogue? She looks a bit different, doesn't she, really? Perhaps she's had some work done. And over there, they've got all the people. I was never that interested in The Voice. I just thought it was another naff singing programme. Oh, we found somebody you like on the next one. Nick Grimshaw and Daisy Lowe stepping out. They're wearing the same outfits. Nick Grimshaw with a little dog and some bloke in the middle. We don't know who the bloke in the middle is. Is he Nick's friend or something? I don't know. He's Nick Grimshaw's got a Daisy. I don't know who Daisy Lowe is. Is she a model or something like that? Yeah. So you like Nick Grimshaw, don't you? Is it because he's on the radio? You like him because he's on the radio? I don't think so. Cliff Richard and the queue jumping. Remember the story I told you this morning? Very funny about Cliff turning up in another one of these. Not very butch outfits, I'm afraid, but he turns up and he queue jumps because he's got an appointment. He's a VIP. But somebody in the queue, people don't like that if somebody jumps a queue. And of course he walked right to the front because he had an appointment and people go, it's Cliff Richard, he's queue jumping. But, you know, he was there and he did have a special appointment. And because he's a VIP, he doesn't have to queue with everybody else. We've all done it. We've done it. It's interesting. This is Glamorous Women. And that's a picture of, I don't know who that is, actually. Oh, Françoise Pascal. And she used to be in a dreadful programme called Mind Your Language. You can't have seen it. Way before your time. Everybody was stereotypical on it. So you had an Italian, oh, I love you, I want to do this. You had a Pakistani man. It was all different stereotypes. It was a very odd programme. And her former lovers, apparently, include Peter Sellers, Gene Pitney, and Sir Michael Caine. I don't know when that happened, but actually she doesn't look too bad. She's 64, and she's still out there. But what she ever did apart from that, I've got no idea. Amy Willerton, good Lord, you're not still around, are you, love? She's attending a launch of a watch. That's all they can get now, isn't it? You know, they don't actually get any work. They just sort of turn up. And Amy Willerton, who, to be honest with you, is a nobody. She's absolutely nobody. She appeared on a programme, and when she appeared, they went, who is she? Oh, she's a model. Oh, right, riveting. And since then, she's not really done a lot at all, I'm afraid. And I did laugh, because here at the super drug thing is poor old Lauren Poppy. You're not good enough to be photographed as sort of some sort of model, Lauren. I'm ever so sorry. And there's a lot of desperately unattractive people there, but it is super drug. It is a bit low rent. So basically, there's probably better looking people working in the shop. And they go, you know, she teamed her outfit, her gorgeous pink heels from whatever. Yeah, but unfortunately, when you're sort of dumpy like her, it's not really a lot that's going on, I'm afraid. But she did say it was lovely meeting up with Lauren Goodger. She probably laughed like a drain when she saw Lauren Goodger's outfit. Anyway, listen, have a lovely day. I'm back with you tomorrow for Friday. Payday. Yeah, we get paid at midnight. We love getting paid at midnight. They come round and they deliver it. They go knock on the door and they go, there is your money, Steve. And I go, thank you. Oh, you've given me Paudie's money. Let's give it back. I want my money. Listen, have a lovely day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 4. Don't be late. Till then, bye-bye.